We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Brad Bigs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long-time contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Bigsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, we're trying to figure out who's going to start at quarterback. I think that it starts with that, whether they'll have any of their top defensive players. We're looking at the injury report, and it just feels like one of those rut-row, the Bears are off the bye week type feelings, right?
Yeah, well, you see, all those big names on the injury report that were held out yesterday, and that's a little bit concerning and will remain concerning until a bunch of those names can get back on the field. Allen Robinson, Akeem Hicks still out, Cole Kmet was added to the list. You're looking at legitimate depth issues in a lot of different positions for them. And then Justin Fields limited in practice yesterday, guys, with Matt Nagy saying beforehand that Andy Dalton would get the starter's reps. So by no means does that rule Fields out as potentially starting against the Cardinals on Sunday. But certainly, if you were handicapping it right now, I think it would be trending in the direction of Andy Dalton by a little bit anyway.
Yeah, I'm of the belief, Brad, that if Justin Fields wasn't in a position to practice yesterday with the number one offense, then it kind of answers the question about whether or not you want to start him on Sunday against the best team in the NFC. I don't know if the risk-reward calculus makes sense to me. Is there any gamesmanship involved? As silly as that may sound, it is a football coach. I just wonder, is he out there to give the Cardinals something else to think about? Do you expect him to practice more today?
Well, in a best-case scenario, yeah. You've got Justin Fields taking part in more practice today. Is there gamesmanship involved? It's the National Football League, yeah. The Cardinals have been without their quarterback, Kyler Murray, for the previous three games because of an ankle injury. And he's had 4 weeks of rest, actually, because of their bye week. Now, I say rest. He hasn't played in a game. He has done some stuff in practice, but they were going to go to a game time decision with Kyler the last time out, maybe the last two times out. And of course, Colt McCoy ended up starting and playing for the Cardinals. So I wouldn't put it past the Bears for some gamesmanship to be involved. Certainly very different quarterbacks to prepare for. Dalton, if you remove the red zone interception, and don't we wish we could play that game for a Bears quarterback after every Sunday where we, take one play and remove it from the game. But if you remove that, he had a pretty good game against the Detroit Lions, granted the worst team in the National Football League, but the Bears topped 300 yards passing for the first time in ever. And maybe they feel like they've got just a little bit of momentum going offensively, because they're going to need more of that, I think, to keep pace with an Arizona Cardinals team.
Yeah, it's a really interesting game in terms of who's in and who's out, right? And I think that, you know, we talked about Roquan before. Akiem Hicks, it's just one of these situations where, you know, they're already down a man, a very important man in Khalil Mack, and Akeem's inability to get on the field is so damaging to what they want to get done. It just seems like, you know, we haven't seen him really healthy this year.
Well, we haven't seen him play since that Monday night game in Pittsburgh. I believe that's the last time that Akeem Hicks was lining up for the Bears. And if memory serves me, and so much stuff has happened since then, memory serves me, Akeem Hicks was injured in the latter portions of that football game in Pittsburgh. And yeah, you would have hoped that he would have been back by now. You get these guys, when they start to get up there in age, they've logged as much action as Akeem has in the NFL. Some of these things that maybe the body could return from a little bit quicker 5-6 years ago, they take a little bit longer now. And they certainly miss him in the middle of the defense. If there's any good news with Roquan Smith and his hamstring injury, guys, that's that Matt Nagy said yesterday that he doesn't believe Roquan will be headed to injured reserve, which would mean that he would be out for a minimum of 3 weeks. But the idea that Roquan will suddenly be back out on the practice field later this week and play against the Cardinals seems probably unrealistic.
Brad, we're fortunate to be able to lean on your expertise on a regular basis, so we can bounce things off you. Yesterday, Hub said that he's starting to hear from his sources that there's a possibility of the Bears discussing separating Ryan Pace from Matt Nagy, elevating Ryan Pace at some point in time. I don't necessarily need you to comment on the validity of that report or whatever, but looking from a league standpoint, talking to the people you talk to regularly, is it conceivable that the Bears would promote a general manager to a bigger position who has yet to win a playoff game? Is that anything that, like, you're hearing? And do you put Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace in the same boat, or are you able to separate their futures?
Well, I think the Bears sort of connected them with their press conference at the end of last season. Now, whether I look at them as one or you look at them as one, how the fan base views them, it doesn't matter. It matters what George McCaskey wants to do and how he views it. There's been rumors of Pace potentially getting some type of promotion at Hallis Hall for almost 12 months. So that's not new. Is there anything to it? You know, I don't know. Has it risen to the level of there even being some smoke yet? I'm not sure about that. You know, you talk about the guy has had one winning season to this point. Certainly looks like they're not going to be above 500 this year, and they haven't won a playoff game. How could they give him a bigger role? Well, what's a bigger role? What would really be part of it? You know, I mean, there's a ton of unknowns there. You have to, I think, prepare yourself for the unexpected at times when you're looking at the Bears and what they want to do. We'll have to see, but it will be very interesting, I think, at the end of the season to see what decisions George McCaskey makes and if and when we hear from him, and what thinking and rationale he puts behind those moves. But I think you know, a lot of people around the league are looking at the Bears and wondering what's going to happen. Talk to people with other teams. They're curious. Is it the replacement of a coach, the replacement of a coach and a GM? What's going to happen there? We've got 6 games to go.
In his heart of hearts, do you think Matt Nagy wants Justin Fields, or does he want Andy Dalton on Sunday's game. And do you notice a difference in the play calling between those two guys? And he said yesterday, I believe, that they've got two different plans. So is one the old Andy Dalton running the Matt Nagy offense, and is the other one, I don't know.
Yeah, I that's a great question, because I think if Nagy has a if there's a Hail Mary for him to retain his job as head coach going into 2022, it's with Justin Fields lighting up in the final 6 weeks, right? You know, and I'm putting up big numbers, big plays, touchdowns, right? Something that is scarce in these parts. Maybe they go 3-3, 4-2, but the offense looks like something nobody's seen around here in forever. To me, that's the Hail Mary, and that involves Fields being out there. So that's one thing that's sort of in my mind. The other thing is the passing offense was in rhythm. It was on time. Dalton knew where to go with the ball, and he wasn't confused or anything in that Lions game. So, yeah, I think you're kind of back to maybe offensively what they were hoping to do at the very beginning of the season. They ought to handle the two of them a little bit different. So I think he'd probably prefer to have Fields out there, all things equal, health being the all things part there. But there is an element of me that looks at it and says, geez, you know, this is what he planned for all off season. Maybe he'll see if he can spring an upset with Dalton and then go from there.
Is it that Fields gives him a better chance to save his job, but Dalton might give him a better chance to win the game? Is it that in his mind, perhaps?
Yeah, I mean, possibly, you know, and the thing, he's at this point where if you believe the coach speak, right, all he can do is focus on this game, right?
Right.
That's what he's asking his players to do. He's asking his players just to focus on going 1-0. And the only way you go 1-0 this week is beat the Arizona Cardinals, who are pretty damn good. We're going to find out how good they are. And they've got the weakest schedule to this point in the season, I believe, in the NFC. Now, listen, they didn't pick it. You got to play who the league assigns for you on a week-to-week basis. They have gone 500 in their last four games, but they're decidedly a better football team than the Bears. Can the Bears rise up and put together a heck of a game and steal one on Sunday? I don't know.
We talked about Tevin Jenkins, I think, yesterday, and David referenced you, and he said that you seem to believe that that he could be activated for this game. And if he's activated, we got into this sort of discussion over how you use him, etc. I'd like to see the guy on, like, the punt team or something, or a kick in a field. Just –
Want to see him on the punt team.
Well, no, but I want to see him on special teams more than I want to see him trying to defend the blind side of a quarterback with cracked ribs. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Well, what they've got to do is they've got to move him to the 53-man roster by the end of the week. Otherwise, you're not going to see him at all this year. Otherwise, it's a complete redshirt year for a guy that had back surgery. So they've got to make a decision on his time clock by the end of this week. So I fully expect him to go to the 53-man roster, unless just physically football's not a good idea for him here in the coming weeks. And whether that means he's on the game day roster Sunday or not, I think that's a different discussion. But if Elijah Wilkinson is still on the reserve COVID-19 list, perhaps there's an opening for him there. And I'm with you. Yeah, you start him out on your field goal, extra point team, and maybe you do what the Bears did back in 2008 with Chris Williams when he was their first-round draft pick and underwent back surgery during training camp. They got Chris Williams involved not only in the field goal extra point team, but they used him in a heavy package with six offensive linemen, okay? So he would be the guy that they'd bring on the field. Now, the Bears have used a decent amount of that this season compared to some of the other teams in the league with Alex Barr. So do you want to – can Tevin be the guy that replaces him? I don't know. If you're comfortable with him at some point, do you say, hey, kid, you're going to play the second, fourth, and sixth series in this game against pick your opponent? I don't know. But I would imagine they do some stuff to get his feet wet a little bit here at the end of the season while being mindful of needing to protect their quarterback.
Good stuff. And maybe get your writing done. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I think there's been discussions about, is the guy at left tackle? Is he at right tackle? I think starting him out here, maybe we'll see him in a position – to back up 39-year-old Jason Peters, guys.
David, you wanted to make a crack about writing? What is it?
No, I said, I wanted Brad to get his writing done tonight so he can watch Caps and Hawks, and I enjoy our text exchanges during those hockey games.
That should be published, quite frankly.
No, it should. No.
All right, Brad. Yeah. Great stuff, Bigsy, as always. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
That is the football man from the Chicago Tribune, Brad Biggs. Interesting. Interesting answer to that interesting question about Matt Nagy and his heart of hearts and in the deepest recesses of his mind. I'd love picking that apart. I'd love to know what people do with that, right? How do you feel about that question? It's an essential one before this season is over. Do you think this guy is desperate to save his job and work with Justin Fields, or is there an element of, God, it'd be great to win a game? I think Andy Dalton can do that for me. Not necessarily for the team, but who knows?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.